Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to our Opinions, Understanding, and Realness Advice Talk Show. The realest, rarest, rawest online talk show you will ever listen to. So fasten your seatbelts and buckle up. Now enjoy the ride.
Universe, I'm ready to be made whole again. Universe, I consciously open myself to release. Universe, today I become reborn. Today I redirect my thoughts, my energies, my everything onto a progressive, positive path. I relinquish all negative feelings associated with every negative situation that I have encountered in this life. I give it back to you. I call into existence peace, joy, love, trust, respect, honor, healing power, and a clear thought process. I thank you in advance for recognizing my needs and taking me on this new journey, which I deserve and am ready for. And so it shall be. And so it shall be. And so it shall be. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the show, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Definitely appreciate you all coming to the show once again. Definitely appreciate you tuning in and checking us out. I want to give a good shout-out to a good friend of mine in East St. Louis, Illinois, Mr. Ryan Wilmington, for tuning in to the show tonight. So big applause to Ryan Wilmington for tuning in.
Welcome, Ryan Wilmington. Welcome to our show.
Definitely appreciate that. So, with that being said, you know, we always do some quotes from the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I think I'll do two of them tonight. Give you a twofer for tonight. Let me see here. Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and consciousness. Hit it. Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and consciousness stupidity. I guess continuous stupidity, I guess what it means. But, and the next one will be intelligence plus character. That is the goal of true education. Intelligence, character, that is the goal of true education. Those are the words of the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
And what great words they are.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So, for those of you all that tuned into the show, especially the show we did with Mr. Bob Butts and Mr. Jonathan, talking about the water cure, some very, very good information. Very good information. You know, they talked about testimonies and everything of that nature. So, we also going to have another guest on very shortly, and he also deals with the water cure. He also worked up under the doctor who started it all. Doctor, they call him Batman, and he worked directly up under him. He got private lessons from the doctor himself. He was instructed by the doctor one-on-one, so he has the insider knowledge about the water cure and what it all details and how it all plays out. So we're going to have him on here very shortly. So make sure you tune in for that show as well. So, and you know, we try to, you know, constantly bring information so far as health-wise, so you all can be healthy as we can be healthy ourselves. So we try to bring that information. So we want everybody to be healthy in 2015 and leave these doctors alone, the doctor offices alone, leave these medical bills alone. And a lot of times the things or the situations that you're going through don't constitute going to the doctor and racking up a big bill. So, and if the information that we bring you helps you from those costly medical bills, help you with your pains and aches and illnesses, and you don't spend a lot of money, it's in your benefit. So we're going to continue to bring you those type of things. So we're gonna continue to bring you the best information that we can. So that's how we rolling on this show. Nothing but the best. Nothing but the best for y'all. So keep that in mind. Now, so you know we talk about the benefits of honey. We talk about the benefits of water. And if you tune into the show where we had our guest on, they was kind of solidifying what we was talking about how important water is, how important honey is, how important. They also brought up the talk about salt. And he said a lot of times the illnesses that we have, the high blood pressure, the headaches, the insomnia, those things of those nature, they can be summed up and they can be dealt with by water intake, salt intake, some honey or sugar intake. Also, I was told as of today, because I keep in contact with those guys quite a bit, that you also have to have, before it's like eggs, raw eggs, that's also included in the mixture. You have to have those. And it all works together. And
hold on. Back up. Sorry. Hate to interrupt. But you know I interrupt when I feel the need. You said raw eggs.
Yes.
Now, let me get this straight. Everything that we have been taught by the Food and Drug Administration, by the nutritionals of the United States, don't eat this, don't eat that, stop this, stop that. You're saying that Mr. Butts and crew are saying that those things that they were trying to get us to take out of our diet are things we really need in our diet to stay alive?
Yes.
And healthy?
Right, to stay healthy.
Oh, it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
Uh-huh.
They've been killing us slowly. Killing me softly with this. They've been killing us softly all these years.
Uh-huh. And just like I've been past couple of days, I've been keeping in touch with those guys. You know, they call me, and you know, I ask them questions because I want to give the best information that I can, and want to give the information that they know. So it was told you need the amino acids. You got to have the water, the salt, the honey, you know, the sugar. Amino acids. You have to have that. It all works together. And I was told just today, I said, well, I thought maybe I've always heard coming up, don't eat raw eggs or, you know, your eggs have to be fully cooked. He said, no, that's not true. In order for this to be a complete, you got to have the complete package. You have to have the raw eggs. And he said you can do it a couple of ways. He said you can put an egg in a jar and take it on down just like that. Or you can take the egg and beat it up and, you know, and whip it around and you can take it like that. But you got to have the amino acids along with the water.
Is that the only way to get amino acids? Because I just can't see myself swallowing raw eggs.
As far as what I know from what I'm getting from them guys, I'm quite sure it's probably other ways of amino acids, but that's what was told to me within the last day or so, is the raw eggs. He said if you want it quicker, the raw eggs. So.
And folks did used to chunk them down back in the day, you know, all the little, you know, health nuts and the folks trying to get muscles and this, that, and the other. They did chunk them down. I mean, I'm going to have to mix mine with something. Can I put some sugar in there?
Yep.
I just don't, I mean, thinking of that slimy,
he said,
I don't know.
He said it don't matter how you do it, as long as you get it.
Mm.
But, you know, he was explaining to me, you know, the raw egg, you know, just take it on down, get it out the way. So, I asked him, I said, I've always heard coming up as a kid up until adult, you're not supposed to do raw eggs because of salmonella. So he gave me some numbers, and he said, even the CDC, for those of y'all that don't know, Center for Disease Control, they also said that there's not enough in a egg to give you salmonella poisoning. It's not enough. He said, and he made a good point, if the egg is bad, you wouldn't eat it no way, would you? So you're right. So if the egg is good,
we eat bad eggs.
You know some folks.
I'm
and
just saying,
there's some
though,
out
I
there
mean,
like, there's some out there.
There's some
but,
folks out there that's going to purposely eat a bad egg.
Not paying attention to it.
Yeah. You about made me Earl. Bad enough I'm thinking about, I said you going to make me. When somebody makes you do something, it's not like you're doing it on purpose or voluntarily.
Mind over matter.
Matter over mind, whatever.
But anyway, like I said, them guys, I've been in touch with them the last couple of days, you know, since they
look at you,
did
you
the
getting
shows
to have
and,
all the fun. I'm just saying, you talking all these VIP people and stuff. Look. What?
When they call me again, I'm saying, hey, Miss TJ want to talk to y'all too.
Nah, you know Miss TJ be on some other stuff. Leave me alone. I'm searching for my gold mine. You go ahead and get all this information. You are the health guru of the show. I'm just messing with you. You do you, boo.
Hey, when they call, they be talking now. You think they were talking on
okay.
the show?
That's
TJ
what I'm saying.
Some,
maybe you got time for all of that. I don't. Hello.
Miss TJ got some questions she want to ask y'all.
Don't you dare. Don't. I will. they better call with a recognizable number, honey. I don't answer no unrecognized numbers, especially the 1-855-1-866-1-800. Oh, no, I don't answer them. Sure do not. I can't, not right now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, they give me good information every day. And hello, guests in the chat room. Guests 6062, thanks for joining the show. Definitely appreciate you. If you have any questions or comments, type them in. Either me or Ms. TJ will answer your questions. Thank you, guests in the chat room. But, yeah, we're moving this thing forward. We are trying to bring the best information, health information that we can. We got in touch with people that are helping people, not only here in the United States, but helping people all over this planet. So they got people that they're helping over in Pakistan and places like that that are having health issues. So, and what's so good about these guys, and if you get a chance to look them up, if you're on your computer now, go to Water Cures 2. Google it, Water Cures 2. And look at the information they got, the testimonies, the testimonials, the information that they have about different diseases and what this water cure is curing. His water cure is curing AIDS, curing cancer. Come on, y'all. And the stuff that you need to do this, you probably won't even spend $10 at the most. Stuff that'll help save your life, help bring, if you have liver problems, help bring your liver back to life. If you got digestive heart failure, it helps strengthen your heart. So, go to Water Cures 2, look it up on Google, and see what they're talking about. I mean, come on. And the good part about this whole deal, they're not charging for it. Come on, now.
Free?
I mean, what? They're not charging. And you know, it got to a point, just like Mr. Bob was saying the other night, that people were donating money, and he was turning it down.
Well, you tell
it's not
Mr.
About money.
Butt. You tell Mr.
Huh?
Butt next time somebody want to donate, they can donate to REDHAWK1967@hotmail.com. Tell him don't he ever turn down not another thing. I'll accept it. And I plant them seeds accordingly. Thank you.
Hey, look, you and me both.
Look, I don't know. I might need to talk to Mr. Butts and them, because you might not be saying the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put him in touch with you.
Look,
you know,
we'll
you
all be
good,
eating.
Hey, she will probably be eating filet mignon and everything else.
You hear me? I do got the gift of gab, and I do know how to use it. Hello.
There you go. But, yeah, they charge nothing for this. They help
wow.
people all over this place. You know, that's remarkable.
That's
you know,
beautiful.
What Mr. Butts was saying, right, what Mr. Butts was saying that God didn't charge to put this stuff here on the earth. So why should a human being charge for health? Which is a good point, because water is free. You know, unless you live in a place where you got to pay for it. But
well, you
the
know,
water
the water really ain't free. It really is not free. If you're paying a water bill, what's free about water? I'm just saying. And then you go out to, you go fishing, you go off to these different water holes. I mean, you're going to pay something. You might even pay with a stomachache. I'm just saying, water is not free, honey.
Yep, but the principle.
I understand the principle.
Yeah, the stuff is there for us to use. So, but yeah, they do not charge for them helping you with your illnesses. Hello, guest 6326 that's in the chat room. So we got two guests
in
the chat room.
Hey, we got another guest.
Yeah,
let me get over here to the guest room. Let me put my fingers to work. Let me go on and greet
these
people with my Speedy Gonzalez fingers.
Oh, Speedy. So, the Water Cure 2. Look that up. Check it out. Go to their website. Look at the information they got on there. Just about every disease, even diseases and ailments that they say there's no cure for, this system has brought people back from virtually the brinks of death. Come on now. Now, you know, the worst diseases that's out there was lupus. You know, they'll tell you in a minute, well, there's no cure for lupus. But this cure, and if you work, it's like a program you got to work. But it's not a program where, well, I can't do it because, you know, it's very simple. Water, salt, amino acids. You know, you got to have that stuff. That's what brings everything into completion. And you wouldn't think about it like that, but it does. Go to their website, Water Cures. Google it. Go to Water Cures 2. Look it up.
The number 2.
And see for yourself.
The number 2.org.
Number 2. Right. And look it up. A lot of testimony. A lot of good things to say about that. They're helping a lot of people. I mean, people, you know, with severe multiple sclerosis, severe whatever. And they are helping people have better lives, pain-free lives. So check it out. And we will have them on the show again. We will have them on the show again. We'd have made some new friends, Miss TJ.
Yay, it's about time, because our old friends, I don't know what kind of friends they are for real, but anyway, no. It's good to know people in high places. Hello.
There you go. There you go. So check out their website, you know, and keep tuning to our show, because we're going to have them on the show again, and they're going to get in more detail about how things work.
They love sharing.
Yes. They love sharing information. Yes.
They're like us, RC. They're like us. We get on here. What is this, our 100 and what show? We get on here and we've been sharing since day one. Well, day one. I listened to day one. I had to sit here and just shake my head and laugh. But we've been sharing good information since day two. That day one, good Lord.
There was that Ratchet News day. Speaking of Ratchet News.
Oh, no, not no more. RC, stop. I can't deal with no Ratchet News. What's going on?
Nothing. Same old every day, everywhere.
Man, there is some ratchetness going on. I mean, if we wanted a very popular show, we could have kept the ratchetness going on, and I'm pretty sure we'd have everybody, their grandmama, their gone-away grandmama on the show, calling in with their ratchet news, but that is not the direction that we wanted to go in. After that first show, I couldn't take no more. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, my head was hurting. I'm like, no, RC, we cannot bring ratchet news. This is not our that is not our calling. That's for Channel 2 News. Hello.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, from that first show, I think we've made quite a few strides in the right direction. You know, look at where we are now. This is about our 110th show, so we're making strides.
Did you say 110th show?
I think this is the 110. If not 11.
Wow.
One of the... Doing that butt. What?
I beat you.
Yeah, you did.
You beat me yesterday, so boom, I got you tonight. Yay. Yeah, 110. And we keep going strong. That's what's up. Listen, I'm gonna take that button away from you. Stop it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I am so proud of us. Yesterday was our 3-month anniversary. We are 3 months and 1 day down. I mean, look at us. Who'd have thunk it?
Hello, guest 6444. Them numbers look familiar. So, hello, guests in the chat room.
They must have jumped out. I don't see them. Oh, there they go.
Yeah, we're moving in the right direction. We are not taking no prisoners. We're trying to bring the best information that we can bring you, the accurate information, and we're going to continue to do that on a daily basis. We're not going to give up on it because
nope.
I feel that this show is going to go and it's going to be something very big, and I feel that.
And even if it doesn't, I'm just saying, even if it doesn't, we're still here. I mean, we're not getting paid for this. We're not. So obviously, I'm speaking Swahili. Obviously, we love what we're doing. We love sharing. We love caring. We love talking. Hello, I think that's that's the leading force here. I love talking. So I found somebody who loves talking as much as I do. I don't know if he can keep up with what I talk about all the time, but I'm just saying. It's good to have a partner in crime. RC, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah. Applause to you. I'm not near the computer. I would have punched the applause button. But clap, clap.
I thought you didn't speak another language. See, you're talking about speaking Swahili. See, I knew you spoke another language. I knew it.
Well, actually, I only speak English and Ebonics, okay? I mean, fluently. I ain't ashamed of my Ebonics speaking. I mean, sometimes you got to get down and dirty with, you know, whomever you, you know, conversating with. So I can speak street / Ebonics, or I can speak professional English. So it's just whatever, you know, whoever, wherever, however I am. What the
heck? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I thought I heard another sound effect. What was that, the storm? Don't be raining on my parade.
It's all good, though. Yeah, folks, I mean, we are making strides. We are trying to bring you the best information that we can. Ms. TJ bringing her gift each and every night, the gift of communicating, not with just a particular group of people, but communicating with people in general. So that's a gift in itself, because everybody can't do that. Everybody can't.
Yay.
Can't.
Yay for Miss TJ.
There you go. Y'all heard that, right?
I'm taking a standing ovation. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate
now,
it.
So y'all know the importance of water. You know, we've been stressing this from show number two. So, drink your water, folks. Water is very important. If nothing else, it keeps you hydrated.
Yes.
It keeps you
need hydration. Your brain needs to be lubricated.
Right. So if you having a problem with aches and pains, water is the answer. Water is the answer to help lubricate your joints, help put moisture back in your muscles. And for ladies, that time of the month, it's recommended to drink water, and it'll help ease the pains you're having on a monthly cycle. So, very important, very, very important. So, but like I say, just keep continuing to strive to be healthy. Remember, right at the end of 2014, we said we're going into 2015, and we want everybody to be healthy. Do healthy things. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be healthy so you can take care of your family, and they can be healthy. We're trying to cut out the idea of you going to the doctor and spending unnecessary money on pills. And we all done figured this out by now. They usually don't cure your ailments. The pills are temporary relief from what you're experiencing. Because if they cured it, how much money do you think they would make if you were healed? So, keep you coming back, spending money. It's just enough to take the edge off. So, when we find out about this water cure and what it details, me and Ms. TJ think it's a great, 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 great idea. You can't beat that. If this cures AIDS, cures cancer, come on now. If you're the type of person you got insomnia, it works. Water.
You're saying some people run to the doctor for every freaking thing. It's like, Dad, the doctor know you by your first name, your middle name, last name, social security number. Out of it ain't necessary. That's all we're trying to say. So I mean, maybe you like going to the doctor. I don't know, but
yeah, maybe,
it
maybe
ain't
that doctor
necessary.
Right, maybe the doctor you run into is Mr. Handsome or Miss Fine or whatever the case is. Maybe that's your purpose for running back and forth to the doctor. That's all on you. But keep it in mind, every time you run, you got to pay. You have to pay. So keep that in mind. We want everybody to be healthy. Look into that water cure too. Google it. Watercures2.org. See what they talking about. Look into it. Don't take our word for it. Look into it yourself. It might be something on there that's geared towards you. You might have a symptom that you recognize. Look it up and see what you have to do. Like I say, these guys, they go all over the place. They lecture. They teach medical professionals. They teaching doctors that you run to about this. Check this out. A lot of doctors won't pursue it because they are in fear of losing their license. Practice because this is something that's not making them money or not making the pharmaceutical companies money. Hello, guest Susie, Quality B in the chat room. Thank you for checking out the show. So, keep that in mind, y'all. There's other options than going under the knife, going and making your life career running back and forth to the doctor. You know, because some people are a lot worse than others, and they have to go back and forth to the doctor quite a bit. Now, my chat is not working for some reason.
It's not. Well, I'm in here. I got guest 6444 and Susie Q. Looks like Susie Quality. Quality
right.
B is in the house.
Yeah, so
okay.
I mean,
Susie Cutie. Got you. Susie Cutie B is in the house. Thank you. You know, that's like trying to read them license plates. What does that really say? I think it says, we welcome you. I see now. I'm normally good at that, but I don't have my contacts on nor my little old lady glasses, so I'm a little blind here. But thank you for pointing that out. We got Miss Susie Cutie B in the house. Hey, welcome.
Yeah, mine is not working, so I can't see. I can see who comes in, but I can't see what they're typing.
Hey, Miss Frenchie. Actually, this is my new Facebook friend. I mean, not Facebook. Ew, sorry. This is my new Twitter friend. I've been twitting all day. Is that how you say it? Twitter, tweety, tweety, tweety. I don't even know the language, but I have I said that Facebook is now my thought. Hello. My side
there
piece.
You go.
But, yeah, I have made Twitter my main thing. Yes, I have. And thanks for tuning in. We welcome you.
Yeah, that's, man, I can't, man. I don't know what's wrong with that.
But I see. You already know there's going to be technical difficulties. Last night I was having technical difficulties. Wednesday for sure. This morning, I mean, my phone hung me up while I was doing the show. So I'm like, what in the world? So it's all good. That just shows that, you know, negative energy is trying to cancel us out. But, hey, what we do? Ain't no stopping us now. You know that's our theme song.
Mm-hmm. Well, I opened up the chat room in the other form, the moderated room, so it's all good now. I can see what's going on.
Wonderful.
It's crazy. But, yeah, so keep that in mind, folks. We want everybody to be healthy. We want you to be healthy. See, me and Miss TJ, we study learning about this healthy part of this stuff. You know, we learning. We want you all to learn.
Oh,
so
it's hold on. When you popped into the chat room, the way you popped in there, it disconnected me.
Really?
Really? It said another user has logged on. That is crazy. It shouldn't kick me out.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I got back out of that room so you can go back in there. It's crazy. I mean, I can't see nothing.
Yeah, let me
anyway.
In, because, you know, me and my Speedy Gonzalez fingers, you know, I'm the best person to be in the chat room. You be typing with one toe and everything.
Two. Gotta have a mixture.
The pinkies at that.
Uh-huh, gotta have a mixture. Yeah, but it's all good, though, so... But yeah, we try to bring the information that we can, and I'm gonna go back over something that we have covered before. Well, we talked about the water, how beneficial water is, and
uh-huh.
These guys, Mr. Butts and Mr. Johnson, kind of reinforced what we have been saying before they came on the show, how important water is. So, drinking water certain times of a day helps with your system. What I mean system means your body system. It helps. Drinking water when you first get up in the morning helps activate your internal organs. Drinking a glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps with digestion. A glass of water before taking a bath helps lower your blood pressure. A glass of water before going to bed. Now, this is very important. Drinking water before you lay down and go to sleep and close your eyes. When you do that, when you drink that water is helping, it was explained to me today, that water is helping your brain to function properly. So if anything happens, your brain can react to keep stuff from happening. Now, when you drink water before you go to bed, the water helps keep you from getting a stroke and heart attacks. And we're talking just water. We're not talking your heart medicine. We're not talking the Aleve. We're not talking that type of stuff. We're talking water, H2O. Now, Mr. Johnson said that him and Mr. Bob uses water filters on their sinks. That's not a bad idea. If you can't afford a water filter, you know, then the bottled water should be fine. So, matter of fact, I think I'm going to give me another water filter. I usually keep one, but I haven't had one since I've been here. And drinking the water here in Georgia is horrible. It smells just like bleach. So I think I'm going to give you another water filter. So if that's something that you have to do, and I also asked him about, what about the flavored water? They said the flavored water is not a good choice, but the lemon flavored water is probably about the best choice that you can go with. If you do the flavored water, the lemon flavored water is about the best that you can get. Or the best option. So I think that's the route Miss TJ went with, the lemon flavored water. But yeah, it's keep it in mind, folks. We want everybody to be healthy. That's what we stress. We stress in health for you and your family. We want everybody to be healthy. No, we don't know you from Adam and Eve, but we want you all to be healthy. Because our bodies were designed to live a long time. But because of what goes on now, it's impossible, because the foods that we eat has so much toxins and so much this and so much that, it cuts our life expectancy down. But if we have an opportunity to increase on our life expectancies, then I think it's worth any amount of money. So keep that in mind. We happiness. For those of you all that have the trolley horses, the leg cramps, at night when you're sleeping, drink some water. Water helps to alleviate those muscle cramps, trolley horses, whatever you want to call them. And the reason that you're having trolley horses and muscle cramps is because you're dehydrated. You got to put water back into your system. You got to do it. For those of y'all that drink alcohol.
For those of us who drink alcohol, don't be saying y'all, say
y'all.
Us. We always got to include ourselves so they won't feel threatened or alone.
I sip. Huh? I don't drink. Yep.
Whatever.
Now, it depends on what you call sipping, but I sip.
One gulp.
There you go. And we ain't talking about no big gulp either.
I'm trying to get back over here in this chat room. Don't you ever. No, I'm just playing. It's acting really janky right now. So, Miss Susie Q, Cutie, I'm sorry, Susie QT, I'm sorry you got kicked out the chat room. We're still learning this thing, even though we've been here 109 shows. Not too many people visit us in the chat room, so we're not, you know, so sure about how this thing operates. And when RC logged in or something, it kicked me out. So if you're still there, wonderful.
Yeah,
if you're not, come back. Huh?
She's still there.
She's still there? Okay. I don't know how she could be there if the window ain't open.
I got the window open on my end. She's still there.
Mm-hmm. No wonder I can't get in.
I got the regular chat window open. I don't have the moderator room open. I got the regular chat, and she's still there on the chat.
Okay, so well, I was in the moderator.
Right.
Was. There we go. We back. Miss Susie QT is still in the house. Miss TJ has returned. Hello. Let me put my little hello. There we go. All right, we there.
There you go. So, it's all good, though. So, keep in mind, folks, we want everybody to be healthy. that's what we're pushing. 2015, we want healthiness. Healthy. So,
and here's the thing. If you don't want to become healthy, at least pass this information on to your health-conscious people. You know what I'm saying? We're not making this stuff up. This information is coming to us straight from people who have sunk, what did he say, $50,000 into one project, $50,000 into another. So these people, you know, these are high-ended folks bringing us this information. So, hey, if y'all don't want to use it, give it to somebody else.
Yeah, pass the information on to somebody else. Like she said, if you're not using it, don't sit on it. Because it could save somebody's life. Really, you hear me. That maybe that they don't have the internet and they can't listen to our show, which is a shame, but pass it on. Matter of fact, the way that I understand how this water cures to work, this protocol works, it's about helping your fellow man. And regardless of what color, race, religion, whatever, you're a human being, you are a fellow man. And these guys help people all over this planet, not just in the United States, all over this planet. I mean all over the planet. I ain't say just the United States or in another country. They have people all over the planet. So, and these guys help anybody when they call them and say, look, I'm having a problem. These guys make it their business to make sure that person gets back to good health. They don't charge a dime for the information that they give them to help them recover their lives. So come on now. Free information. This information, if you were to put a dollar amount on it, you couldn't. You couldn't put a dollar amount on it.
No, because it's a cure. And see, when you go to the doctor's office, they ain't trying to cure you, so they can't really, well, they still do it, though, make you pay out the butt. But, I mean, this information, this cures you. So if it's a cure, you're right. You cannot put a price tag on it. It's invaluable.
Yep, I mean you can't put a price tag on your life. You know, some people do put price tags on people's lives, you know, for whatever reason. But a life is worth any amount of money. I don't care if you're talking a zillion dollars, a gazillion dollars, or a googol amount of money. There's not a dollar value on a life. Because once it's gone, you can't get it back.
Because last I knew, Jesus was the last person that rose somebody from the dead, that was actually physically dead, whose spirit had left their body. I mean, normally when that happens, you know, well, you know, spirit is reminding me, well, there are people who came back from the dead. Well, they came back on their own. Didn't nobody bring them back to life, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Not like after they've been dead for how long and stinking in the grave. Come on now. So why wait till they expire? Catch them before they have to go to the fire. I'm just saying.
And that's a good point. Life-saving information. Go check out their website, watercures2.com. Check them guys and see. Look and see if the ailments you got, if it's gout, if it's congestive heart failure, if it's arthritis, insomnia, you name it. They have a protocol for it. They have helped people with multiple sclerosis. For those of y'all who know what multiple sclerosis is, it attacks the muscles. They have testimonies of people with multiple sclerosis. They don't have it anymore. They have testimony of people who were blind, that's no longer blind. Come on now. You can't. And these guys is giving this information away. Now bear with me now. They're giving this information away for free. Can you go to your doctor and say, hey, doc, my big toe hurt. Can you help me for free? What you think the doctor going to do? First, he's going to laugh at you. Then second, he's going to laugh at you again. Then the third, he's going to laugh at you and say, I need some money. So keep that in mind, y'all. Keep it in mind. These guys are giving away this information for free. This information has been around, ooh, man.
Forever. Didn't they say the water cure principle has been around since 500 and something, what is it, BC? Or
500
AC, which one is it?
BC, before Christ. This was before Christ.
I mean, water is so important that, you know, Creator made the earth how much percent water? He made us how much percent water? So obviously water is very important to human life, or not even just human life, to earth inhabitants, animals, plants, whatever. Water is so important that it ain't even funny.
Yes. So water is very, very functional for our well-being. Now, you know it's something when if you're stranded on a desert island, surrounded by water, you can survive with water, but you can't survive without water. You can survive without food, but you can't survive without water. So keep that in mind. Water is very, very important for our well-being, for our health. We have to have the water. So check out their website, watercures2.org, and look and see what they got. Look at the information they got.
And let me point out, despite what you've heard about cutting salt out of your diet, our bodies need salt. Our bodies need salt. So if your doctor has told you, you know, cut out the salt, you are slowly but surely killing yourself. I mean, these doctors are taking away vital things that our bodies need to survive. I mean, think about how important salt is. Why did the Creator make salt water? Why did the Creator make salt water? If salt was so bad, why did He make a whole ocean of a whole body of water salty? It has to be important. And then if you go down deep in that salt water, the beauty that you find. So salt can't be that bad for you.
Salt helps replenish the electrolytes in your body. If you notice a lot of, well, I don't know if they do it nowadays, but when I was in sports when I was younger, like wrestling and stuff like that, we used to have salt tablets to help us with our electrolytes.
Hello,
if you know,
Lay's potato chips.
Hmm.
When you feeling sick, saltine crackers.
Hmm.
Hello,
hmm.
Remember? Yeah,
hmm.
But you ain't supposed to have salt in your diet. Obviously,
hmm.
Salt is very important. Your body craves it.
And from from talking to these guys from the watercure2.org, salt is one of the key components
and
in
mind you,
regaining your
sea salt.
Strength.
Sea salt.
Sea salt. Now, I tell you what I did today, Ms. TJ. I found a website that I can get some sea salt.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not very expensive, but then
what
again, it is.
What kind did you get? Did you get the colorful one? Because he said there was some pink kind.
I got three different ones.
Look at you.
I got sea salt from Hawaii.
Okay, that's
beautiful.
The one they talked about.
Beautiful color. I got the sea salt. I forgot the ones I got, but I know I got the one from Hawaii because that stands out the most.
He said something about the one from Egypt or some way off, not just Hawaii, but he said something about Egypt or one of them other countries.
I'll tell you in just a second what I got.
You gonna be over there all healthy and turn into your boyish figure, and I'm gonna be over here and shriveled up because I can't afford to buy nothing. Hello. That ain't right. you gonna be doing the jig, and I'm gonna be over here, you know, doing the snake steal. I'm just saying. Over there, I mean, you over there just batting up a storm. Dang. In my vision, I see you all and got all, you know, I'm over here dried up like a daggone dead plant, and you didn't, you know, all shiny over there and stuff. You ain't right.
Ooh,
wait. Oh, I ordered three of them.
Oh, really?
Can I get a pinch of what you got? Could you mail me a pinch?
Miss T, you know I got your back. It's got your back. Let me see.
Over there getting all youthful and healthy, and I'm over here drying up. Anyway, that was a good one.
I got some dead sea salt.
Yes, that's good.
The Hawaiian.
I let the word dead fool you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
the Hawaiian sea salt and a sea salt from Himalaya, the pink salt.
That's what it was, the Himalayas. That, I said Egypt. I knew it was someplace. Himalayan, yes.
Yep.
You got all that good stuff. You're going to be like the crack man, honey. You going to, hello? They told you to drive around with that stuff and distribute it to folks that's ailing. We're going to call you the salt man instead. I can see it now. The police going to be stopping you. It ain't number salt. They thinking it's crack or cocaine or whatever. You got that good stuff. You done took it to a whole nother level. I can't wait. That's funny, but it's exciting. I mean, really.
Yep.
Especially when you get your certificate. Didn't he say we get a certificate once we become a high? What did he? What are we? High who? Who? What did he say we was gonna become when we take the classes? Start with
I forgot.
An H. Oh, my God. Hold on. Okay, you forgot. I forgot. That is not a good mixture. I want to say hydrologist, but no. That's probably a good term for it, but something, dang it. It's got something to do with hydrating. Hydrating coach.
Right.
Hydration coach or something.
Right. Hydration coach. That's what it was.
There we go.
Yep,
we're going to be hydration coaches. Hey. And we're going to be riding around with our salt. Well, you are. Anyway,
water.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we going to do the daggone thing.
Yep.
I can't wait.
I mean,
I'm so excited.
It's all good. I mean, it's all good. So, like I said, if you all get a chance, go to their website, check it out. They might have something on there for you. They're treating all different types of illnesses, all different types of problems that people have. And stuff like, from multiple sclerosis to tumors to cancer, hiccups to heartburn, you know. If you got the big stomach, you know where it comes from? You need some zinc.
A swollen colon. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You need some zinc. You don't have enough zinc. So.
And you also need empty out your internal trash can. Don't forget about that. All that compacted waste product that your body don't know what to do with.
There you go. So. Go to their website. Check them out. You know, like I said, we're going to continue to bring you the information that we can bring you. We're going to continue to bring it correctly. You know, that's the only way we know how to do it. Because we don't want nobody to give us no wrong information. So we're not going to bring you no wrong information. We're going to research it. We're going to talk to the people that know about this stuff. And we're going to bring you the information accordingly. That's what we're going to do. So we want everybody to be healthy. If you have, if you're one of them type people that your energy level is not high, guess what? You don't have enough sugar. You don't have enough sugar in your system. So, to find out how that goes, go to their website. It'll tell you. If you have low energy, or if your libido low, or whatever you want to call it, go to their site. They got a solution for it. Low in sugar. So keep that in mind. Toothaches, very simple. Me personally, I use vanilla extract for toothache, and it helps me. I was told if you have a toothache, put some salt on your tongue close to that tooth that's aching. The sea salt. And it'll take that pain away. So, simple things like that. You don't have to run to the doctor every time you break a fingernail. You don't have to do it. You break a fingernail, put some sea salt on it, and wrap it up in a bandage.
Or some soot from your fireplace. My mama said she damn near chopped her wrist or hand off at the wrist. Her daddy reached in there and got some soot from the fireplace, threw it on that wound, wrapped it up, and you can't even barely see a scar right now. She said her hand was hanging off like a chicken. Well, she didn't say that. That's what I'm saying. I'm just giving you a visual. But I'm just saying, she was playing chicken with an axe with her brother. You know how you play chicken? You know, you can play chicken with anything, cars, whatever. But they were playing chicken with an axe, and she kept throwing her hand on that chopping block. And one time that axe came down on that wrist. You thought we was crazy. I mean, my mom is 76 years old. She telling me something she did as a teen or a little one. But she said her daddy reached in there, got that soot, threw it over that wound, wrapped it up, and that was all she wrote. And you can't, I mean, got full use of it, all that jazz. Old school, y'all. Uh-huh. Where was the doctor at? Nowhere in sight. We were our own doctors. It's time to get back to that. It's a lot cheaper.
Right.
Hella.
Yes, a lot cheaper. See, the doctor was your mom's dad. That was the doctor.
Hello.
And if you do your research on that soot, you find when that wood burns up, that soot has properties in it. They used to use soot to stop bleeding back in the day.
Well, that's what it did. It stopped the bleeding.
So, it's got properties in it because you think about it now.
But is it
wood,
the same wood? Is it the same soot? You know, ain't nothing made like it used to be.
Right. So, that wood is of the earth.
Mm.
You got all them new trees are living organisms. So, even though it's burnt up, you still got the nutrients, the different things that's in that soot. Keep that in mind. No, let's get back to the way we were instead of relying
living
on...
Living longer and all that jazz. Folks barely living these days.
Barely. So, but like I say, sometimes you got to go back to them old school remedies in order to keep from running back and forth to the doctor. Me personally, I got me some camphor gum. Camphor gum block.
I was about to say, you got all kinds of stuff over there. I'm going to start calling you the medicine man. Hello.
I got some camphor gum block.
I didn't
want to
call you the medicine doctor. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
doctor?
I'm going to have to open up me an emergency room. But I got some camphor gum, and what you do, you take it, you break it up in some cheap whiskey, like that R&R whiskey, the cheap stuff. It ain't got to be the expensive stuff because that's a waste of money. Get you a little small half pint or one little small trial.
Why
whiskey.
You always have my mouth watering on the show talking about liquor? I'm just...
That's
why your mouth watered. The cheap kind. It's going to have to be cheap if I'm buying it. Hello.
Hey, you get that, you break the gum up in the whiskey. Don't drink it. I reiterate, do not drink it because it is poisonous. Don't drink it. The purpose of it is when you break the camphor gum up in the whiskey, you put the top on it, you shake it up, and let it all mellow and all that stuff in there. Let the camphor gum settle at the bottom of it. With that camphor gum mixed with that whiskey, if you are the person that has constant headaches, migraines, very bad headaches, cluster headaches, or whatever, this stuff, once you take it, you take the top off of it, you hold one nostril, you sniff, you close the other nostril off, you sniff up the other nostril. Don't drink it. Don't inhale the stuff up in your nose. Just sniff it. It will knock your headache away immediately.
thought you were going to say it was going to knock your socks off.
It probably would do that too. Reason, I know this personally. I used to do it when I was a kid. I used to have very, very bad headaches when I was a kid. My mother did this for me. It was one of those home remedies. It works. I've used it since I was an adult. It works. Camphor gum and whiskey, that cheap R&R whiskey. Break the camphor gum up into whiskey. Break it up, get it, you know, get it as fine as you can get it in there. Let it settle. It's ready to go. Works faster than any Tylenol, Aleve, Advil, whatever. It works faster because it works immediately. What it does, it helps create, when you get more oxygen, more circulation, now your nerves and veins are open. They're not constricting. That's when you get headaches, when stuff is constricting. It opens them up, and it does it immediately. So keep that in mind. So homeschool remedies, look them up. They're very beneficial. Some of them work better than anything you can get out of the pharmacy, your doctor's office, the old school remedies. So keep that in mind. So, but, you know, keep things moving. You know, we talked about a lot of different things on the show. We talk about cinnamon, how cinnamon is very, very beneficial, how a lot of different bacteria runs from cinnamon once you put cinnamon into your body. Also, keep this in mind, too. By talking to these guys that's dealing with the water cure, they keep informing me. If you are a caffeine drinker, soda, tea, coffee, that could be a lot of your problem. They keep saying that caffeine is not good. Even if you go with the caffeine-free coffee, the decaf coffee, it still got caffeine in it. They're telling me I should stop drinking coffee. So I guess that's what I'm going to have to do in order to be healthy. And I drink coffee pretty much every morning. But keep that in mind. If you are a caffeine drinker, soda, tea, a lot of the juices have caffeine in them. They are saying that that is not good. And also, I've been learning from them guys is that water is a histamine. Believe it or not, water is a histamine. Asthma problems, you have asthma, water will help with your asthma. So keep that in mind, y'all. The pumps that you buy, you know, prescriptions for the inhalers with the steroids and all the other stuff, you're paying $15 plus or whatever for those. Water is a natural histamine. Who would ever thunk it? So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. So cinnamon, we talk about cinnamon before. Cinnamon helps lower your bad cholesterol or your LDL. Cinnamon helps treat type 2 diabetes and lower your blood sugar. Cinnamon has antifungal properties. And a lot of different bacteria can't stand cinnamon. Now think about this. For those of y'all that are religious or spiritual, read your Bible. What did they have back in the days of old. You heard quite a few references for cinnamon. They use that quite a bit. So keep that in mind. Also, cinnamon, if you have cinnamon at home, if you have a headache and you don't have any aspirin, Aleve, or whatever the case is, you can sniff the cinnamon. The cinnamon will help open up your arteries, vessels, so they're not, when you, like I said, when you get a headache, stuff is constricting. When you sniff cinnamon, it opens that stuff up, and it relieves your headache. Keep that in mind. The health information we're going to continue to bring each and every night. Sometimes you might hear the same things over and over again, but they're beneficial. Maybe you need to hear them over and over again so you can put them to use, but they're beneficial. Just like the water that we keep hyping on, it's beneficial. Water can keep you from having strokes and heart attacks. Just water. We ain't talking about the pills you get from the doctor. We're not talking about the nitroglycerin pills and different things that are. We're talking about water. Drinking water before you go to bed. It helps with not getting strokes and heart attacks. The research shows that if you have a heart attack or a stroke, or if you know somebody that has a heart attack or stroke, during the night hours, there's other problems that's wrong. There's other problems. The research shows that if the common time for strokes and heart attacks to occur is between 6 a.m. in the morning and 12 o'clock noon. So there's a six-hour window. They say if these things occur outside of 6 o'clock in the morning until 12 noon, there's other underlying problems that's causing strokes and heart attacks. So make sure you get yourself checked out. If you're having a problem, you know, first, you know, get some help. Get some help. Once you get your help, maybe you can work on a preventative maintenance so it won't happen again. But if you're having an issue, get some help first. By all means, get the help that you need and be better. Work it so this won't happen again. But water is very, very key for these things not to happen. The water, the salt, amino acids, the sugar, these are the components that you talk about in the water cure protocol that's beneficial to keep you from having strokes, heart attacks, aneurysms, Alzheimer's. I mean, you can't beat that. You can't beat it. Ms. TJ, you have anything else to add?
Okay, I had the phone on mute. Ever since I did a guest appearance on one of my psychic blog talk shows, and, you know, I got all this background noise here. So they're like, mute your phone. I said, I can't. I'm on a house phone. I didn't even realize that I could mute the phone. So now that I'm over here munching, not on ice, but on actual food, I put it on mute. But I don't have anything to add. RC, I mean, you've been doing a great job, as always, bringing us this helpful information. Like I said, who'd have thunk our show would evolve into this? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we started out ratchet, and look at us now. It's amazing. It's amazing. And we never were ratchet. It was the information that we were bringing. We were bringing you guys ratchet because we were thinking about how we could, you know, make sure that the show popped, you know what I'm saying, that it was off the chain and we had callers and listeners all over the place. So we thought we'd bring ratchetness. Now, if we had have continued, okay, I'm pretty sure our lines would be blowing up. We'd have folks in the chat room. Something about ratchetness brings out the people in masses. Okay, and I want to bring a name up, but I don't want to do that. But anyway, something about ratchetness just makes people popular. And see, we don't want to get popular that way. You know what I'm saying? So we have made a slow climb up this mountain of, you know, Blog Talk Radio. And we had our first VIP this week. You know what I'm saying? And just imagine if we were still doing that ratchet stuff. Hello? There's no way that man would have, you know what I'm saying? And maybe not even that. We wouldn't have even been on the same, you know, thought process to even get somebody of that caliber on the show.
Right, right.
So,
and then,
you know,
and then for them to stay in contact, I mean, pretty much on a daily basis. You know,
what's up. They
always asking me, do you have any questions about anything? You have any, you know, I will let you know. Say, write them down. You know, next time I call you, we'll discuss them. So, look, we just made...
That shows their genuineness.
Right. We just made lifetime friends. That's...
Yes, yes,
on
yes.
On the verge of helping people, not only because they are doing it to get something out of it, monetary gain, These guys ride around in their cars. They see people out on the street. They don't know them from Adam. They see people out limping. They say, hey, you know, can I ask you, you know, what's the problem? People tell them. They say, hey, say, try this. And people will be walking right off the bat. I mean, come on now. Don't try to die for it.
They're like Jesus,
right,
when you really think about it. Like he mentioned Wednesday night, he said, you know, in the Bible it says, Jesus said that in the latter days, we who follow after him will do greater works as he. You know what I'm saying? So
right. What
does that come in at? You know what I'm saying? So here these guys are curing people with water and salt, sea salt. I mean, that's some kind of awesome.
Yep, it is. And not charging a dime for it. So.
And turning down donations. Trust me, that's the only
right.
thing we're not going to have in common. We ain't turning down jack, but our collars in the winter. I'm just saying. hey, Mountie Ray's no fool. And those guys don't need the money. That's the whole point. They don't need
it.
If y'all want to donate to this cause over here, I will... What's the 411 RC? You still ain't got your PayPal together. I don't know what's wrong with you. But obviously you ain't as in need as I am. Again, that PayPal email address is redhawk1967@hotmail.com. Taking any and all donations from one penny to a thousand. I'm just saying. I ain't turning down nothing.
Well, when the show ends, you're going to have to help me set that up. But anyway.
And I'm definitely going to help you set it up. Because I can't have my
yep.
I can't have my boy out there with his drawers hanging out. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. I put on a dress before I do that.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Ooh. I just had a visual. That is not a good look, RC.
Visualize
Don't you ever
that.
Say that again. Don't you
Don't
ever say
that
again. I couldn't help it. You know, that's part of the gift. As soon as you say
it, I put on a kilt before I put on the dress. I changed it up.
Okay, thank you. Because I was going to cart you off to the Illuminati. They looking for dress wearers of the male persuasion. Hello. Hey, they jump it right in.
Not I said a rat. Oh. But
you came ready-made. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There you go. Yeah, so look, these guys, they ride around in their cars looking for people that's limping, got ailments. They stop. They ask them, you know, hey, you know, can I ask you what's hurting on you? And right on the spot, they try this. I mean, come on, now. You know, if you look at it, these guys are modern day healers.
Yes.
They're modern day healers. They don't ask people for money. You know, just like Mr. Bob said, you know, they turn down donations. But it got to the point now they have started accepting the donations because they need to cover more area and for advertising and different things of that nature.
Okay.
You know, they probably still don't need the money, but I mean, it's the idea.
But it just makes
people,
sense.
You know,
It makes sense.
So.
And I was about to say, RC, I was going to say this a lot earlier in the show, but I just was reminded. This information is so good, it's almost too good to be true. I bet you there will be more folks not trying out this stuff than it is that do.
I can believe that.
I can almost guarantee you that people are going to say, I'm going to keep going to my doctor. I ain't going with what. And see, that's the whole point. Humans are so much like sheep that anything different, they ain't even trying to hear. They ain't even trying to try. This is free stuff. What is it going to hurt you to try it? I mean, you already ailing. You're going to the doctor.
Right.
It ain't helping.
And, you know, just like, think about this. Even in the days of Jesus, when he walked the earth, people saw him doing miracles. But look how many people against him, even
mm-hmm.
in that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, come on, y'all.
Ain't nothing gonna change.
Come on. You see this man, you know, put somebody's ear back on. You see him raise Lazarus from the dead. You see him heal the blind. You see him heal the cripple. Come on, man. And these people saw this back
mm-hmm.
then. But look at how many still was against him.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with Ms. TJ. It's going to be more against than it is doing. I agree with that. But here's the thing. Why not be on the side, okay, I tried everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to my doctor for years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking 26 different medicines. All them, like, come on now. You're taking.
It's time to try something new.
Medications.
That?
Right. You're taking all these medications. Come on now. All the medications can't be working in unison with each other.
Mm-mm.
They can't. Impossible. Something's going to interact with
something. And then you're praying, Lord, please heal me. Lord, please heal you. And then God send this information. But it's too good to be true. So you like, nah, that ain't it. That ain't God. I'm waiting on God to heal me. Hey, he didn't send word.
Think about it, y'all. These guys don't charge a dime and then help thousands of people with their illnesses, not only here in the United States, but in other parts of the world, Africa, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Alaska, you know, different places of that nature. People contact them because whatever they're doing, wherever they're at, wasn't working. They get calls
every
day.
Contacting them.
Right. Their they're getting calls every day from somebody that's got an illness that went tried to go the regular route that didn't work for them. Come on, now. You got people live in small villages in places you never, ever heard of. And there's places on this earth that we ain't never heard. You got people contacting them, asking them to help them with their illnesses. Come on now. What's wrong with that picture? We're here in the United States.
I was about to say,
in the same
Lord
place where
us.
These guys are. But I agree with Ms. TJ. It's going to be more against than it is going to be one say, let me try this. I done tried everything else. Come on now. What can
it hurt? There are folks in their grave because they didn't try something new, didn't try something different.
Hold on to, well, my doctor said this. My doctor said, they was telling me this one guy had 6 months to live, and they said it on the show the other day.
Yeah,
guy had six
I
months
remember.
To live. Went over to his house. Now this guy, it's been over 2 years as he was given 6 months to live for doing this water treatment protocol. This guy's 2 years plus his expiration date right now. So come on now. Think about it. What can you lose?
And look who the information came to. Little old us.
It did, look, it didn't come to Steve Harvey. It didn't come to Wendy Williams.
Didn't even come to Oprah. Hello. Not forget about Oprah.
It came to
us.
Right,
two country
right
bumpkins with a lot of mouth.
What to tell you? So, keep that in mind. Come on, folks. 2015. If you got youngins, don't you want to be around for your youngins and to see your youngins have youngins or whatever the case is?
I don't want to see my youngins have youngins. I want to be around, but I don't want to see my youngins have youngins, honey. Nope. Nope.
Well, you one in a million, so. So, keep that in mind. To be there to see the fruits of your labor to come to roost, as they used to say. Think about it, y'all. What is it going to hurt? You done tried everything. You'd have been to the doctor. It's not working. Try something else. Try a different approach. I mean, water, salt, sugar, you know.
Honey.
I mean, come on now. Think
simple
about
stuff.
It. Simple.
All you got to do is put it to work. Put it to work. Listen, go on the site, www.waterculturesthenumber2.org, and you will see stuff you probably haven't seen before. You'll see the testimonies from the people who've been cured. I mean, you sit on the internet all day, Facebooking, sharing crap, this, that, and the other. Go to watercures2.org and share that. Please do that for me.
Just do that. And that, look, the stuff we mentioned, water, honey, the sea salt, this stuff is natural. No side effects. No side effects.
Shoot. You take that medicine, it's pacifying what you got plus creating other stuff. Think about
right.
it, child.
Creating other issues. And if you take more than five different medications, look, you got to deal with diarrhea, you're dealing with acid reflux,
blindness in the
whatever.
Eye.
So,
you jacked
come
up.
On, man.
You more jacked up than what's going on with you. I'm just saying, the side effects are more annoying than what you got.
And some
you
of those side
diarrhea.
Effects causes, right, some of those side effects causes worse problems. Some of them side effects can cause death as well.
Hello.
So, come on now, this is all natural. Look it up. Look it up. What is it going to hurt? Healthiness is what we're talking about.
And like RC said, you don't have to take our word for it because you probably don't trust us anyway. I mean, who are we? But do your research, people. Do your research, please. This is life-saving information. And all we're doing is sharing it, passing the information along. Free information to us, free information to you. You can put your doctor out of business with this information. Hello.
Yep, and we don't get paid for sharing this information. We don't. It would be nice if we did, but we don't. But
look,
that's
they
another
found
story.
Two talkative individuals. Look, we like an old bad refrigerator. We can't hold nothing, so we just letting this just flow, run out of us. We want to help as many people as they help it. And whoever's listening to the show, like we said, if you don't want to, you know, take advantage of this information, pass it along. Share the information. Get on Twitter. Just type in the website. Just share it with as many people as you know.
About 2 minutes.
Yep. So keep that in mind, folks. Water. The sea salt. The honey.
The raw eggs. Don't forget that one. But see, go to the site so that you can see the, I believe they have, see, I haven't did my research like RC has, because see, I'm sorry, I'm looking for my pot of gold, okay? I'm sorry, I need that right now, my pot of gold. Maybe I can go researching information with a mind at ease, but right now my mind is not at ease, so I'm looking for my pot of gold at this moment. But RC has researched this stuff. He's got more information than I do. I don't know what all is on the site, but I'm pretty sure they have the regimen that you need to follow in order to start getting yourself in tip-top shape. So go check it out. Check it out.
Yep, check it out, folks. That's all you got to do. As we've been saying all along, do your research. Don't take our word for it. Do your research. What can you lose? You might have an ailment you've been going to the doctor for years for. Still nothing. You're taking all these pills. It might alleviate your ailment for a little while. But come on now. Would you want to get rid of it? Would you want to get rid of diabetes? That's something you can deal without. Because
high
your
blood
pancreas
pressure.
Is working right. Come on now. And these guys got a solution for that where it gets rid of
asthma. Just all the little nuisances, all the little nuisance ailments, diabetes, asthma. They even said, you know, there's a regimen where you can get rid of anger management issues. Can't wait to get my sea salt and slip it in my son's drink. I'm just saying, we need to get rid of these anger management issues. The body is imbalanced. That's why folks
right.
have psychological issues. The body is imbalanced.
Yeah,
water,
if you heard,
sea salt.
If you heard the show the other day, they was talking about they're working on something for the soldiers for PTSD.
Postpartum. Yes. Postpartum traumatic depression. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shell shocked. You know what I'm saying? They just their bodies are imbalanced. So. The body
right.
is designed to heal itself. It just needs the right equipment. And all this junk
right.
we've been putting in our bodies, of course we off balance. We so jacked up it ain't even funny. Look good on the outside and jacked up on the inside. Well, what sense does that make?
There you go. There you go.
Don't make me put my robe on. RC, it is 10:10.
I know. So, with that being said, Ms. TJ, with one arm in that robe, so,
I don't want to put it on.
Yeah, you can put it on for Monday's show.
Wonderful.
So, with that being said, So we thank you all for listening. Unless Ms. TJ got something else, I'm going to close the show out.
Only thing I have to say is thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Ms. TJ normally has a show in the morning, but I take the weekends off. You know what I'm saying? I consider this talk thing my job, so I take the weekends off. So I'm looking forward to my weekend, sleeping in, whatever, whatever. But catch me Monday morning at Morning Talk with the Red Hawk. You can find me right here at Blog Talk Radio in the mornings, 9 o'clock a.m. to 9:30 p.m. I mean, p.m. That's a lot of talking. You know what? If I was getting paid, I could do that. I swear I could. From 9 o'clock a.m. to 9:30 a.m. That's a half hour of the Hawky Talk. So tune in, y'all. And thanks for riding along with me and RC. Hey, grow with us. Grow with us.
We will take you further and keep you healthier as long as you got your seatbelt on.
Got to have a seatbelt on and the helmet.
There you go. There you go. So with that being said, check us out Monday through Saturday.
No.
Right here on
Yeah, Monday Radio. Through Saturday. I'm thinking we got to be here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah,
you got to forgive me. I just ate a fish sandwich with onions. These onions is working havoc on my forehead. But onions are good for you.
Right, so check us out tomorrow. We're here Saturday tomorrow, so check us out tomorrow. We will be back here live and in living color tomorrow. So thank you all so much for riding. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for tuning in, archiving. We appreciate
you.
Until tomorrow. Until tomorrow, y'all.
I'm over here grooving, RC. You
know what? I hear you over there toe tapping.
Well, now the toe ain't tapping, because if the toe tapping, that means I got to get up. So I'm just popping my fingers. And me and my butt buddy jamming over here. Hold us back. Held down before. Refuse to be held down anymore. I'm taking the place of Miss Kershaw. She normally sings us on out of here, but I feel like giving y'all nightmares.